Really no updates other than Lamar Thomas did leave practice. He's being evaluated for concussion, but I'll update you on that as we get our info. Other than that, you know, Chris Cooper was out there today. He's off the pup. You know, kind of had limited practice, much like what Ryan Clady's in, so it was good to see 73 back out there. Any questions?
What did he show you over these last couple days that let you know that he was ready to put pads on and start to hit the
ball? You know, again, our medical staff, as I've mentioned many times, does a superb job. And, you know, he'd been injured the last couple of years. And, you know, it really is nobody's fault. You know, we just know he's a guy that, you know, I know is a tenured guy here, a leader in that locker room. And, you know, once he gets healthy, he'll be out there. And that seems to be the first steps right now.
What's he bring to just even having him out there,
even if
he's not practicing, what's he bring to the team?
Well, I mean, again, he's been a captain in my tenure here. I know he's, like I said, well-respected in the locker room. You know, he's the kind of guy we're looking to have on our football team. So, you know, unfortunately for us and him, he's been injured, and, you know, hopefully we can get him back out of that mode.
What has Malik Jackson done to kind of catch your eye and raise his stock a little
bit? You know, again, he's matured. You know, I think, you know, last year being a rookie, you know, I've always been a firm believer it takes about a year to, you know, get used to the speed and size of this game and, you know, become technically sound, especially as a front person because, you know, they're fighting so close to him that their technique has to be very sound, and he's improved in all those areas.
And his versatility both inside and outside?
Yeah, I mean, he's got that ability. He's big enough to be inside on third down, and, you know, he's athletic and stout enough on early downs as an end. So that does give you, you know, good flexibility. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's hard. Being injured is hard. Having surgery is hard. You know, and when you're an athlete and you know you're just coming back to, you know, performing your skill, you know, it's a long road. So it's takes tough minded people, and he is that guy.
You think Chris Cooper can place in center?
You know, we'll look at it. You know, guys have to have flex. You know, and you know, inside people typically have center guard flex, and then, you know, you got people that have guard tackle flex. You know, that's a big reason when we pick our seven for the game on the 46, you know, we'll have a swing guy at each spot. And, you know, you just pray that you stay healthy through the game.
Are you working with him on his snapping?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's been, you know, during his rehab, part of that, you know, he can play around with that a little bit. So, you know, we'll see. We work everybody there. And, you know, he's just gotten back to where, you know, we can get him in uniform and start practicing those skills.
When you have a guy who's been a starter though, as long as he has, and might not be a starter, do you have to treat him any differently or make sure that, like, he stays motivated or find the new role?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think anybody out there is motivated. I mean, that's a lot of hard work every day. So, you know, Chris is very motivated, and we're excited to have him and have him back out there.
Coach, you're watching goal line. What makes you happy to see the ball getting in, or the defense make a stop?
Well, again, as I always say, whenever we work against each other, you know, the Broncos win. So, you know, you don't get that many reps during the season, so I like doing that, you know, in camp. Not too close to game time, but just to get it on tape and they get the corrections. And so, you know, there's a lot to be learned off that practice tape.
You know, a lot happens in practice. Dookie Nacho's pick there of Peyton on the goal line, is that something where coaches say, man, it's a heck of a play?
No, it was very good. And, you know, it's like football. I mean, you win some, you lose some. And, you know, it's not just games, it's downs. And so, you know, again, we're just practicing to get ready for a season. And, you know, there's, you know, things to be learned on the practice tape.
As C.J. Anderson earns himself some time further up in the pecking order here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as I told those guys, I mean, the guys that have been practicing well played well. And so, you know, each one of these opportunities are a chance for them to get better. And he's taking full advantage of it. And, you know, we reward performance. And so, you know, he'll earn the time he deserves. He's doing good. You know, I think, you know, coming off an ACL is never an easy thing for any ball player, and no different for him, but he's fought through it. Our training staff's done an excellent job. You know, he's gaining strength and confidence every day.
Is confidence a big part of that injury?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I joke with him all the time that your brain's the most important muscle in your body. So, you know, I think part of that is, you know, anybody coming off injury, that's part of it.
Explain some of the decisions I've made.
Yeah. Most people come back and say, Coach, it's not a muscle, but I got that.